Tonight, let's just read the whole chapter, Revelation 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit in every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, These sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not. For I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still, and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Welcome again to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. We're on the air each day, Monday to Friday, 5 and 5, 5 a.m., 5 p.m., to bring the message of the gospel to you here in Greater Vancouver. We also have programs that air on Sundays as they go around this country, city to city, and we thank the Lord for this opportunity to preach God's word to expound the book as we let the Bible speak. We come to our final message in the book of Revelation, and this is the final come in the book. And I did mention that this book is filled with exhortations and invitations, and you are invited to be a Christian. You are invited to give your life to the Lord, to be saved by His grace, and to give up the world, turn from sin, that you might be a follower of the Lamb. One of the things that has greatly encouraged me in this book is that the Lord always wins. No matter what the ugly devil tries to do, no matter what image he adopts, no matter what tactics he adopts, the Lord comes through victorious. And that gives us hope as we serve the Lord Jesus and trust in Him. And He says to us here in verse 17, "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." Will you come today to accept the life that is in the Lord Jesus, that you would be saved? I pray you will. Stay tuned as we let the Bible speak today.
To verse 16 and to the personal nature of this close to the Revelation, we have here a postscript. And a postscript is intended to be just the final touch to the letter, to the document, and to remind the reader of its authority. And here in verse 16, you have this reference to I, Jesus. And that's how the book of Revelation began. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ to the churches. And the Lord spoke to those seven churches in the first person, using the term I. He said to the church at Ephesus, "I know thy works." And so this was a very personal letter. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ given to the angel, communicated to John to write. The angel was the messenger, John was the writer. And last week I talked about that statue, that image of John in the posture of waiting for the words to write. These are the real words of the Lord. And to those churches, the Lord said, "I come quickly, or I will give you a crown of life." And it was that personal word. Well, we see that the book now closes on the same personal note. "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things." Now, the word testify means to bear witness. It's actually the Greek word for martyr, martyrio. And here is the Lord witnessing. He is giving this revelation. Now, remember, the word revelation is the term apocalypsis. It is like the drawing back of the curtain. And if you imagine that you're in a dark room, heavy drapes, and suddenly the curtains are opened and the outside world is let in. Likewise, we down here on earth, living in the dimness of the light we have, this is a revelation, a drawing apart and allowing us to behold the wonders of heaven. This postscript also reminds us that the Lord is alive. I, Jesus, He is alive. And He's alive to fulfill every promise, every prophecy that He has given in this very book. And of course, the Lord here is calling us to recognize that He's coming again, that we are to continue watching and waiting
until that hour of the Lord's return. And souls better be ready. The clock is ticking. The Lord's church is to be in a state of readiness. And that's a personal note from the Lord Jesus to us in our little church as well. The Lord has given us a work to do. He has given us the opportunity to do it. And He calls us to be faithful in the task of building His church, standing up for Christ, and evangelizing in this world. My prayer certainly is that after our time of going through this book of Revelation, that we are now more ready to do the work to which the Lord has called us to be found faithful. We read the seven letters and how the Lord had a word to every one of them. He knew their works, He knew their failures, He knew their strong points, and He commended them for it. And He called them to faithful. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. And the Lord will come suddenly, and He desires to find His church healthy, holy, and busy in the work of His kingdom. Now here in verse 16, the Lord has given Himself two titles. And in these titles, we have the church's anticipation of the Lord's coming. And you'll notice how He addresses them here in verse 16. And He says, firstly, I am the root and the offspring of David. These two titles, the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Now, unfortunately, when we read deep analogies like this, sometimes we don't pause long enough to really let them soak in. And very often we are rushing over. We don't really give consideration to the intent that is given. I am the root and offspring of David. Now, what is intended here is, have you ever seen a dead tree and the rotting log lies flat on the damp floor of the earth? The termites, the bugs are in, and the rot is just causing the tree to disintegrate into the earth itself. And yet up comes a little shoot. A little branch appears. New life, a new tree begins to come to life. Well, in the house of David, the Lord is that little shoot. Judaism is dead. That system of religion of the Old Testament is over. Levitical worship. And it fell into deep, deep apostasy, Phariseeism, and all the hypocrisy of it. It did not represent the heart of God. But the Lord Jesus is come as that little shoot, that offspring of the house of David. And in the person of the Lord Jesus, there is going to be the fulfillment of every promise, every mercy of God toward His people and toward His church. And in the Lord Jesus, there is no rot. He is not going to corrupt. He is not going to fail. He will deliver all the blessings that is intended for the church. And of course, He came in our nature, the nature of mankind, that He would be of David, of the house of David, but He would fulfill every covenant blessing. And so He says here, I am the root and the offspring of David. And this is a word to fill your heart and mind with anticipation. It's going to happen. These things will be fulfilled. The cause is not over. If you look at the old dead tree of Judaism, you would say, where's the blessing here? How is God going to bless this? But out of that house of David has come His Son, the root of David, in new life and new power and in blessing. The other symbol or analogy that is used here, it's a title that is given to Christ,
that he is the bright and morning star. I wonder, have you ever seen the morning star? Well, it's really the star called Venus, and it precedes the dawn. It is always visible prior to the dawn. Now, it's so dim that once the sun gets stronger, you don't see it anymore. It goes out of sight. But if you're waiting for the morning to appear, and you're awake in those little hours close to dawn, and you can see this star appear, you know that the morning's coming. Now, it's still dark. It's still, you would be unable in the open air to read or see colors. You would have difficulty understanding the details. You might see the broad outline of things, but it's not until the sun appears that you can say that you have now full vision. This bright and morning star, this title that is given to the Lord Jesus, is intended to be the message of anticipation, to fill you with hope and expectation that all of these things that we have learned about, now we don't understand them perfectly. We did our utmost to try and put things into place, to try and comprehend who this beast is and the Antichrist, the one that will rise up out of the sea, the one that will come from the land, and then the red dragon, the anti-Trinity. And we grappled with many of those things. And then we learned that Satan will be cast out into the lake of fire, and he shall finally be destroyed. And now we see a world that is yet filled with evil. How will these things ever end? Well, the Lord says, I am the bright and morning star. You keep your eye on me. The day of fulfillment of these things is coming. Now, that morning star is a star of guidance, especially to sailors on the sea. When they didn't have so much instrumentation and they were guided by either the sun, the moon, or this morning star. Then the north star is also a very important one. But this would be the third light. It would be the sun, the moon, and then the morning star is the next brightest. And sailors on the high seas, when they try to find their harbor, their proper destination, they would be guided by that star. And we as Christians in this world, where we're still on the high seas, we haven't yet reached our home, our destination, we are not yet in the place of safety, so we can be guided by keeping our eye on the Lord, lest we dash upon the rocks of temptation and destruction by evil. We need to keep our eyes on the Lord. That morning star was also a symbol of hope. Now, you cannot see much from the morning star, but yet it fills both the sailor with delight, and when you know that Christ is your morning star, it fills you with hope. We're not in heaven yet. We haven't entered in to eat of that tree of life. We haven't yet tasted of that water that is clear as crystal that flows from under the throne. We haven't seen the glory of the Lord and brought into the blessedness of it, but yet our hearts are filled with hope. And that ought never to leave you in your Christian life and in your Christian walk. That brings us to joy. That star, that morning star, brings joy, especially if you're lost. And if you're a Christian tonight, you can say, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once lost my way. I had no hope, no understanding of what life was about. I did not know where I was going, never mind where I came from. But now I have found my way, and the Lord has found me. And so we see from these two symbols, these two titles, that Jesus is the offspring of the house of David, that he is also that bright and morning star, that it carries the message of anticipation.
And I would like to think that at the close of this study of this book, that your heart is filled with that anticipation. We are a people who believe Jesus is coming again. We really believe it. And we must now live it. And we must now serve in the assurance that the Lord will not fail us, but that he will come, and that our stand, our witness, and even the cross that we carry will be well rewarded on that day. Now that brings us to verse 17. And you have here the twofold exhortation for the Lord to come. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. I want you to notice something here in this verse 17, that there are three comes. The word come appears three times. Two of them are capitalized, one is not. So the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come. And so that is a prayer. Those two comes are prayers. Come, Lord Jesus, with this anticipation that the Lord, like the morning star, we're waiting for the dawn to come. Come, that's a prayer. And then let him that heareth say, come, that's another prayer. And let him that is athirst come. But that's not a prayer. That's an invitation. That's the Lord's invitation. So we have two comes of exhortation, of requests that are here in this verse 17. You'll notice the first one, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Now that's the Holy Spirit. The bride, of course, is the church. The bride is the people of God who are indwelt by the Spirit. And if you are a born-again Christian, you are going to be in full agreement with this ministry of the Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus, come. The Holy Spirit in the earth is to prepare the bride, to make the bride ready for the hour when the groom shall appear. Now remember that so much of the book of Revelation is heaven is depicted as an eternal marriage. It is the marriage supper of the Lamb. And here in this postscript, there is a reference to the church as a bride that is being adorned for her husband and being moved by the Holy Spirit to be converted, sanctified, and prepared. And so that's the work of the Holy Spirit in building up the church. Conviction, conversion, sanctification, the work of witnessing for the truth before a hostile world, all of that is the cooperative work of the Holy Spirit. Now, we are Presbyterians in doctrine and in church practice. Those are long, long established doctrines. We hold to a doctrinal book called the Westminster Confession of Faith. It goes back to 1647, when the Puritans were in their peak performance. It was the Second Reformation. The First Reformation was men like Calvin, Luther, Cranmer, the Morning Star of the Reformation in England. Those were the first moves of the Reformation. The 1600s was the period of refining, purifying doctrine, purifying practice. Out of that was born the Westminster Confession of Faith. Now, we are of that tradition, and we hold to those doctrines. We are therefore no new branch of the church. We are a continuation of that same branch of the church. But we must have the Holy Spirit. We must have and plead for the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of the church. And all believers, you'll notice here this second come, let him that heareth say, come. Surely that's believers, those who hear, those who have an ear for the message and delight in it. And what are they saying? They are agreeing with the Holy Spirit, come, come. That becomes our prayer. And the program of the Lord's church is to cooperate with the Holy Ghost to build the church and to see the church built up. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher, and I hope that you have been blessed today through this final text in the book of Revelation. Final in the sense that it wraps up the series that I've undertaken through this book. It has been a challenge to preach it, but it has been a delight to get into and discover the victories that are there for the Christian. And I want you to have this victory. I want you to walk in the power of the gospel. And as the Lord closes this book with this wonderful invitation, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. This is the free offer of the gospel to all who will come. That's all you must do. Come as you are, come as a sinner, come in your failure, come in your need, and the Lord promises that he will give you the water of life. Now, that's a beautiful imagery for satisfaction. And I think of the many broken and torn hearts in the world, the tears, the sorrows, the grief of this sinful world, and the Lord offers this water of life freely. I wonder, will you surrender your heart and give your heart to the Lord today? Now, I want to give you the ABC of the gospel. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. B, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And C, call on the name of the Lord, and thou shalt be saved. Thank you for listening to our Let the Bible Speak broadcast. This is Ian Gollaher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca. You'll also find our podcast button on the top of the homepage of our website. We are on the air Sundays 9:30 a.m., for our full church broadcast, and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m., on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services, Sundays 10:30 and 6 p.m. Yes, we have an evening preaching service in our church at 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view our church services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, please give me a call. The phone number is 604-576-1091. The mailing address is 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We are located two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188 Street. We also have a church in Victoria, 733 Van Alman Avenue, Sundays 10:30 and 6. Our website again is www.ltbs.ca. Remember to join us here again on this station, Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. as we let the Bible speak.